Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they gave him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Yes. Father, it is in the name of Jesus we come before you today. And we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for this opportunity that you have afforded us that we can stand and speak to your people today. And so, Lord, I ask for clear thoughts and clear understanding that I would rightly divide your word and rightly apply your word. Lord Jesus, I ask that you touch your heart and touch your ears of all that are in attendance today. Uh-huh. So that after the teaching and preaching of your word, after the hearing of your word, Lord, we will all become doers of your word. This I ask in the matchless and powerful name of Jesus. And let all the people say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Today, as we are in the season that we make reference to, Resurrection Sunday, and we talk about, amen, hopefully the Lord willing, next Sunday we will be talking about it a little bit more, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But we're in that season now where in the time of Christ it's just a matter of days before his resurrection. Amen. And Jesus knew what was going to happen. As we talked about the love of God and the love of Christ in our Sunday school lesson, amen, it is a powerful love to know what is going to happen and still follow through with it.
Amen.
Amen. It's a powerful love to know what you must do even when it will not be appreciated by all. Amen. It takes a powerful love to follow through on a plan when everybody don't see what's going on. Amen. But Jesus knew what the situation was. He knew that he came to die on a rugged cross. Amen. And all through his earthly ministry, some 3.5 years, amen, he tried all within his means to get his disciples to recognize and to come to the understanding that he was going to die on the cross. Amen. He went over that again and again. But the disciples, amen, just like we are sometimes, it was hard for them to understand what Jesus was talking about. Time was so good with him. And amen. Things were just running so smooth there with Jesus. Amen. If you get hungry, he can turn. Amen. He can take a few fish and make a whole lot of fish. If you're out on the ocean and your boat is about to capsize because of a storm, Jesus can come walking on the water and rescue you. So, amen. Him talking about leaving, amen, just left them puzzled and left them, amen, anxious about what is he talking about.
Yeah.
Amen. But he was trying to prepare them for his departure. Mm-hmm. So today, amen, we want to use for a thought, considering the verses that we shared with you here today, amen, as we would look at verse 3 again and read it real swiftly and then share it with you our thought. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, everybody say very costly,
very, very costly,
and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. I want to use for a thought today, amen, giving Christ your best is not a waste.
Amen.
Giving Christ your best is not a waste. Giving him your best is not a waste. Amen. There are times in our life that we are, I would say, very short-sighted. In other words, we cannot see, amen, what is in front of us. We only see the present, and we tend to make decisions, and amen, on what we can see. We say the scripture, and we boast it sometime real proudly and loudly, amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. It sounds real Christian-y to say that. Glory to God. But if the truth be known, we don't always walk by faith. Amen. Many times we walk by sight. Glory be to God. This is why we get anxious sometimes. This is why we get disturbed sometimes, because in reality we are walking by sight. What can I see? If I can see it, then I will walk by it. There was a woman, amen, in Danville, located out on 29 years ago, called Mother Divine. And Mother Divine had a slogan that says, "What your eyes see, your heart will believe."
Right.
Amen. But I'm a witness today that sometimes people don't believe what their eyes see.
Yeah.
Come on now. Sometimes we don't believe, amen, when somebody exhibits a changed life. Sometimes we can't believe that they are changed. Amen. We can't believe and come to grip that God could work in that person's life. He changed her. He changed him. I don't believe it. Amen. And the evidence is right there in front of you. Glory to God. But sometimes we're short-sighted like that, and we can't see far ahead. We have a tendency sometimes to even misplace our values. When we will value things that are minor, amen, and we will devalue things that are major. Sometimes we get mixed up on our priorities. As we look at the text that we shared with you here today, amen, and we said it's just a little while before the Passover. Amen. The Passover celebration was a time that the Jews took to remember and celebrate the Lord delivering them from bondage in Egypt. Amen. If we know the story coming out of the Old Testament, that the children of God had been in Egypt for over 400 years. Amen. And they had had a difficult time, and Pharaoh was making it hard on them. And so they began to seek God and began to pray and to begin to ask for deliverance. Glory to God. And after so long, amen, the Lord sent Moses down to confront Pharaoh. Amen. Even in that confrontation, the people of God were able to see the power and the might of God. Amen. The many things that God brought to pass in their life. Amen. One of the plagues, God would allow frogs to be everywhere in Egypt except, amen, with the children of God.
Yeah.
And the scripture said the frogs were in their house and on their bed and in their cupboards and everywhere. But where the children of God were, it wasn't anything. Amen. Because God, amen, was working on their behalf. They were still in captivity, but God was demonstrating his might and his power to Pharaoh. Because when Moses went down and confronted him and said, "God said, let my people go," Pharaoh said, "Who is this God?" Glory be to God. He didn't know who Moses was talking about. So God had to stretch his mighty arm out and give, amen, Pharaoh a demonstration of who he was. So after a number of plagues God allowed to come into Egypt, amen, the Lord sent word through Moses to Pharaoh, "I'm coming through tonight, and I'm going to kill the firstborn in every house." But he told the children of Israel, he said, "I want you to kill a lamb and take the blood and put it on the lintel and on the doorpost. And when I see the blood, Glory be to God. The Lord says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. In other words, you will not experience the death of your firstborn. Amen. And so the children of God, they watched that unfold right in front of their eyes. The Bible said there was crying and wailing all throughout Egypt because every home had been impacted by this death, except the children of God. Because when the Lord passed over their house, he saw the blood. And so he passed over. So this is what we have here when you see in the New Testament, when it talks about the Passover celebration, that they are celebrating that, oh my God, we had it rough down there in Egypt, but God sent Moses down, and Moses and Aaron, under the authority and the might and the power of God, led us out, and he led us out because God acknowledged the blood on the doorpost. And every year from then on, they would celebrate. Amen. The might and the power of God. I don't know about you today, saints of God, but every now and then I celebrate the might and the power of God. Hallelujah. Every now and then I go over to the old church. Yes, and I go into my study in the old church. And I look around where I can almost touch the walls standing like this. And I just look around in there. And sometimes I come back out and stand over the pulpit and look out over the pews. I'm just reflecting on where God has brought us from. Hallelujah. I rejoice that he brought us this far. And then I come back through the corridor and step into the sanctuary. And I just, my God, I just have to give God some praise. You see, every now and then, you need to celebrate what God has done for you. You need to give a special praise every now and then. I know you jump out of the bed in the morning and thank you, Lord, you got me up this morning. Lord, you've been throughout the day. Thank you, Jesus. And you're on your way. But every now and then, you need to have, amen, a moment of reflection. Glory be to God. If you can't do it in your home, if you get a break on your job, you need to have a little time of reflection. So, amen, they were celebrating Passover. Or in the process, in just a matter of days, they were going to be celebrating Passover. But we have Jesus here, glory to God, visiting once again in the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And the Bible lets us know that this was the Lazarus which he had raised from the dead. But they had prepared a supper for Jesus. Then somebody said, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And so Lazarus sat at the table with him. And they were in the midst of their celebration. Martha was serving just as she did all the time. You see, Jesus, even one time, just kind of mildly rebuked Martha for hurrying around the house and serving. But we see here Martha is still serving. In other words, Martha said, I know my ministry. I know what I can do. I can fix for the master. I can serve for the master. And so that's what I'm going to do. And so we have Jesus sitting at the table with Lazarus. Martha is serving. But here comes Mary. And Mary has gone into a room or rests on a shelf or somewhere. She's gotten this very expensive bottle of perfume. Yeah, the scripture refers to it as spikenard. Very costly. Amen. So costly that some suggest that it costs a year's wages to purchase just what she had. And the Bible says it was about a pound. Glory be to God. Can you imagine what kind of cologne that is that we would have to work a year it, just to buy, amen, 16 ounces of it. Glory be to God. This was some expensive ointment. This was some expensive perfume that Mary had. And she brought it. Yes, she did. And while Jesus was there at the table, you see, they ate on sitting down and in a reclining position. They didn't sit up at the tables like we do, but they sit down and their feet were out to the side. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that Mary took that ointment and she went up to the feet of Jesus. Yes, it was customary and it was a very familiar thing to anoint the head of somebody. But here Mary go with this very costly, this very expensive ointment, and she kneeled down and she anoints the feet of Jesus. God have mercy. Jesus is sitting out there enjoying himself. Got his feet out like this, and he's sitting up at the table eating. Mary comes up, pours that expensive oil on his feet. Come on, Jim. Look at what the Bible is trying to show up. Pour that oil on his feet. Oh, yeah. And then she let her hair down. Now, tell your neighbor, sometimes you got to let your hair down. Oh, yeah. Some of us might not have much. But then you got to pretend you let it down. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says she let her hair down. Now, it must have been some mohair. And she let her hair down. And after she had anointed the feet of Jesus with this very expensive oil, she takes her hand and began to dry his feet with it. You talking about adoration. You talking about affection. You talking about joy. You talking about devotion. Mary was devoted to Jesus Christ. She took her hand and she began to wipe the feet of Jesus because she adored him so. It seemed like that Mary was the only one that could see the mission of Jesus coming to fruition. Glory be to God, because to anoint someone was a symbol of their dying, of they were going to die. But everybody that's sitting around eating, having a good time, and Mary comes and anoints the feet of Jesus with this costly oil. I can only imagine the gasp of everybody in the room when they begin to look at Mary and she's pouring that oil on his feet, not taking a little dab like we do when we pray for you. We put a little dab up there. Glory to God. But she took the whole bottle and just poured it on Jesus. Some of the other writers refer to it as the alabaster box. Glory be to God. She poured that ointment on his feet and began to wipe it with her hair. And the odor, oh my God, I know sometimes because of our allergies, some of us can't deal with a whole lot of fragrance. Yeah, cause us to sneeze and do a number of things. But it says here that the odor of that ointment, it filled the room. In other words, everywhere somebody walked, they could get a whiff of that ointment that Mary had used to pour on the feet of Jesus. Lord have mercy. I come to encourage somebody today and to tell you that it's all right to give Jesus your best. That it never awaits when you give him your best. Can somebody tell God thank you? Here's Judas sitting over on the side, taking in everything. You know, it's a funny thing when we look at those men that Jesus chose to be with him. Jesus, knowing their hearts, knowing their minds, still chose them to be in his inner circle. Knew Judas was a thief, but gave him the money back and said, "You be the treasurer." Come on here. We ain't giving no treasure to no thief. Lord of God, ain't done nothing but stole all his life. No, he ain't taking the church money. We ain't letting him go nowhere with it. Glory be to God. But Jesus knew how Judas was. But yet he was the treasurer. And Judas, some suggest that Judas had been kind of dipping in the bag, using it a little for his Getting him home himself a new pair of sandals every once in a while. Buying himself a pound of pomegranate so he can enjoy the fruit when he gets home. In other words, we're told that Judas was a thief. That's what the scripture said. He was a thief. And so Judas looks at Mary pouring the ointment out, and Judas makes this bold statement. Oh, that's a waste. Why did we not sell this oil and give the money to the poor? The Bible said Judas was not concerned about the poor. He wanted that money in his bag. He wanted it in his bag so when he got home that night, he could look at it and say, this goes to the church and this goes to me. This goes to the church and this goes to me. Oh, y'all come on. That's what he did. And that's what he did. Glory to God, he said he was a thief. So what else was he stealing? He was carrying the money. He was stealing money. Glory be to God. And so Judas says, why didn't we sell this perfume? This is a waste. This is an absolute waste. Look at what Judas is saying. He have followed Jesus around and have seen the might and power of Jesus. Have seen, amen, the care and compassion with which Jesus operates. And Judas says it's a waste to pour it on Jesus' feet. Glory be to God. Oh, when I come to encourage somebody here today, it is not a waste when you give the Lord your best. Because you know why you're giving it. You know the reason you're giving it. So it is not a waste. The Bible says that Judas proclaimed that we could have took the oil and sold it and gave the money to the poor. But he wasn't concerned about the poor. He only wanted more for himself. But I come to encourage you today to hold on and to do those things that God is leading you to do. And always, 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 always give it your best shot. Don't ever come down until you've given it your best shot. Because it's not a waste. I don't care what people might say about you. I don't care how they might look at you. Give God your best. Because it's never a waste. Get somebody to tell the Lord, thank you. Well, Jesus speaks. And Jesus says, let her alone. Oh my God. Here we have Jesus coming to Mary's defense again. Y'all remember when Martha got on it? The Lord, why don't you tell her to help me out? Jesus said, leave her alone. She's doing the best thing. So Jesus once again comes to Mary's defense. Judas is talking about we could have took it and sold it. Jesus speaks up and said, leave her alone. Glory be to God. Leave her alone. Jesus said, you're going to have to pour with you all the time. Oh, my. Sound like strong words from Christ, doesn't it? Jesus said, you're going to have to pour with you all the time. He said, but I'm not going to be here all the time.
Amen.
Huh? Jesus, I'm not going to be here all the time. So what can we glean from that? What can we glean from that? I think if we just kind of turn it around a little bit and see that we are not going to be here. I'm talking about on the earth. I'm not talking about inside these walls. We're not going to be here all the time.
Amen.
Hmm? So while we are here, are y'all listening to me? Somebody's holding a prayer and waiting for Resurrection Sunday. Somebody waiting for Pentecost Sunday. Somebody waiting for homecoming. Homecoming, man. I'm gonna be happy homecoming. You know, we wait, but don't be holding back anything. Glory be to God. Don't hold back anything. Wait for another time. Glory be to God, because all you have is right now. Jesus said, "Poor, you don't have all the time, but I'm not going to be here all the time." So he was telling them, look, anything you do for me, you need to go ahead and do, because soon I'm going to have to get up out of here. But while we are here today, glory be to God, and as we continue to go through life, sometimes we waste. You know, to waste, amen, means to do away with unnecessarily. Sometimes we waste time. Sometimes we waste money. Are y'all hearing me today? Sometimes we just waste. Glory be to God. God. I remember growing up, and my grandmama used to tell me all the time, I was a young boy, and I filled my plate up with food. Grandmama said, boy, I don't see how you eat all of that food, but I do want you to eat it all. I don't want you to waste nothing. She said, I don't care how much you put on your plate. Don't throw nothing away. Amen. Taught me from an early age to not waste. And even now, I try to eat everything on my plate. Glory be to God, because we do waste. Hallelujah. But don't consider your praise to God as a waste. Thank you, Jesus. People might not understand your praise because they don't know your story. My God, you acting all crazy rejoicing, and folk might be looking at you funny, but they don't know what you went through last week. They don't know, amen, all that you went through last week. Glory be to God. They were feeling good all last week. All their bills were caught up. All their children were doing fine, doing well. But you were on the other end of that. You had pain in your body. Your children were acting up. The phone people calling you. The bill collectors calling you. You were at the total opposite end of the spectrum. And now, because God has brought you another week, you want to rejoice. You want to give God praise. And somebody said, that's just a way. He ought not be acting like that. Sometimes I stand up in the pew. Somebody might be thinking, he ought not act like that. But I just feel the power of God. I feel the anointing of God. And I just try to, amen, demonstrate it some kind of way. If I was physically able to do a flip, I'd do that. They do it out in the world when they get happy. Children do good. They toss them up in the air. Glory be to God. If I was physically able, what am I doing now? Sitting there like laying bricks up. I ain't going to try it. Glory be to God. But every now and then, saints of God, you need to have a flashback. And you need to realize that if it had not been, if it had not been, if it had not been for Jesus,
Jesus, anybody experiencing the death? Jesus, give
Your prayers are not wasted. When you give God your best, it's not wasted. Glory to God, the woman that had the two little mites. Glory to God, when they were taking up the offering. Mom, she didn't have as much as those other guys did. Man, they were going by there dropping lumps over there. Big money. Here she come with two little mites. Let's just say 2 pennies. 2 pennies. What Jesus do? Jesus brought recognition to her. Hey, man, come back here. You just put, come here. I want you to see something. Come here, Peter, John. Come here. Look what she did. Man, she just put in 2 mites. Now all you guys just gave out of what you had. In other words, you had $100,000 in the bank and you gave us $25,000. So you still had $75,000 left. But this woman, all she had was 2 pennies. Amen. Jesus said, he don't overlook nothing. We might overlook it and we might minimize it and say it's not much, but look in the eye, let the eye, amen, let the Lord see it through his eyes. He told those disciples, she have given more than all of these. Can you imagine the insult that some of them felt? Jesus wouldn't care about that insult. He was acknowledging someone that gave him his all. Glory to God. She could have said, well, I ain't got but 2 pennies, so I'll just give him one. But she gave it all. Glory to God. Your praise. Your praise.
Amen.
When you give God your praise, try sometime around the house.
That's right.
Yeah. Try sometime around the house. Glory to God. I see some hands going up back like this all the time, Pastor. I know it worked. I walk around the house, man. I feel it down in the dark. I start saying, yes, Jesus love. Yes, Jesus love. Yes, Jesus love. Before God can tell you this. And all of a sudden, things got lifted. Glory to God. My burdens got lifted. My feet got alive. Somebody say I was crying. It won't nobody even bother. Won't nobody else in the house. But I was crying. Glory be to God. Because I realized that Jesus had come in. Hallelujah. He come by to see about me. Yeah, I want you to know, saints of God, when you're giving your best, it's not a waste. It's not a waste. Glory be to God. Amen. Judas is mine, but right. Judas mine, but right. But Jesus still had the main scope on everything. He had the main scope on everything. Jesus said, I'm just here for a little while. Hallelujah. The Bible is getting ready to draw the message in. We're just here on this earth for a little while. And we live 75, 85, 90 years old, 99, 100. That's still just a little while compared to eternity.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now here's what I want you to learn to do. Is to start praising God right where you are. What I mean by that, in terms of your age, because sometimes people reach a certain age and they say, well, child, you know, I can't do that. Well, you might not can be as now, lady. But if that spirit is there, you can propel somebody else. You can push somebody else. Somebody else that's got the energy. Glory to God. I remember several months ago when Dean Calvin was pretty much immobile. Some of the people were shouting for him. Some of the people would run for him. They'd go by and grab his hand. He'd say, Digger, I'm going to run for you today. Digger Calvin would run. He said, I'm going to run for you today. Run for him. Glory to God. So you got to do it while you can. And then the Lord will enable you to stay in that position of praising him. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. But sometimes we retire in the Lord. We retire. Oh, we retire from praising everything. We just show up. Let's go and shine.
Amen.
You can't retire. You can't retire. The songwriter wrote the song and said, if I couldn't sing a word. Anybody heard that song? He said, I couldn't sing a word. I prayed my head. But right now, I'm going to wave my hand. Glory be to God. You got to defeat Satan.
Amen.
Whatever way you can, you got to defeat him. Because listen, whatever way he can, he's going to defeat you. Satan ain't wait till you feel better. He ain't wait till you get no more money. Satan ain't wait till you get another job. He ain't wait till your spouse start acting right. He ain't wait till none of that. He's attacking you right now. So you got to learn to attack him back. Glory to God. When he come at you, you got to let him know, I'm giving God my best.
Amen.
I don't consider the waste.
Amen.
I don't care what others think about it. I don't consider the waste.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Will you stand with us? Amen. Jesus told Judas that let her alone. Leave Mary alone. It's her ointment. If she want to use it on me, leave her alone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I hope I encouraged somebody today.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen. That when you give Christ your best, it's not a waste. It's not like when you go on your job and you give your best and then the boss look over you. He gives a promotion to somebody else. He gives a raise to somebody else. You've been sweating and straining and trying to do it. He just look over top of you.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is not like that.
Amen.
It's not a waste as we're standing here today. Oh, I need thee. Is there one here today that I backslid on the Lord, not saved? Anyone here for prayer? To live.